Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's talk a little Scholastic Bowl with senior Taylor Newswander. The Mercer County Scholastic Bowl team's having a pretty good year as the regular season winds now. And I know the conference tournament coming up Saturday over at Blackhawk East. And Taylor, first up, it looks like the Scholastic Bowl team is having a pretty good year. How's the season been going?
It's going pretty well. As far as triangulars go, we've won the majority of our matches, at least one a night, usually both of them. And our Saturday tournaments, we've been having pretty good showing. We got fourth this past Saturday at the Illinois Masonic Tournament, so we're looking forward to this next weekend.
Well, and you go to the Lincoln Trail Conference tournament, of course, and facing all the Lincoln Trail Conference schools. What are your expectations with that, and how did you guys fare there last year, if you remember?
Last year, I had to leave a little bit early, but we were doing really well throughout the day, and I think we wound up in the top five. This year, I think we're the favorite to be in the championship, so we're just going to keep buzzing in.
Yeah, well, and I know then the regional this year, which is, I didn't realize, but you told me off the air, will be at Mercer County High School on March the 6th. You got to the championship round last year, but are defeated by St. Bede Academy. So what about getting the chance to, you know, host the regional and participate here? And I know your senior year, you'd like to probably go out, you know, winning maybe a regional title and move on down the state tournament trail.
For sure. St. Bede is not in our regional this year, thankfully. And we've actually faced all of the teams coming. So we've got a pretty good shot. I know we're the favorite. I believe we were the third or fourth seed in the sectional meeting. So it's looking good as long as we keep doing what we're doing.
Why don't you give our listening audience a little bit of a thumbnail sketch of how Scholastic Bowl works for people that haven't been to a match before?
Well, there are two teams of five at each table, obviously with buzzers in their hands. And there's a toss-up question. Your team gets a toss-up correct first in the allotted time, then get control of the bonus, which is a three-part or three questions to it. And there are 10 seconds given for each with an immediate rebound to the other team. Everything is worth 10 points now, and obviously highest score wins. Fastest buzzer is obviously key, and it can get pretty intense if your team, the matches are close, so it's always fun to get on top of one of those matches. Basically, it's a shot in the dark of what's going to happen. It's all up in the air.
Well, and you've been doing it for 6 years, so you participated in the Scholastic Bowl as a junior. So why is it so important to you, you know, to participate in this endeavor for 6 years? You must really like it.
You could say that. It's kind of for those of us that went through grade school and such, and we're always the nerds, the ones that knew a lot about even just little things. It's the random trivia that you may not get to use in everyday life, but some of us just enjoy knowing things or learning things, or I'm math strong, so I enjoy being able to know that my team's relying on me to get this. And as an adrenaline junkie myself, I get pumped up by the have to be very quick on my answers, and
So your area then, I don't know if it's fair to say your area of expertise is you prefer math. I mean, is it a nice cross section on the team that, you know, different members have a specific area where they think they are really good at? In terms of, I guess, balance, I mean, that's pretty important to have specific people of the five have an expertise in some areas. Is that kind of the way things play out in terms of if you have an advantage, if you have like certain members on your team that are pretty good in certain areas?
Yeah, we try for that. I mean, some schools specialize their players for certain categories. Our school isn't necessarily specialized, but we all know each other's strong suits pretty well after playing each other for a number of years. Personally, I do well in math and random facts. We've got kids that are really good in computers, or some people really good at Bible trivia, or then you have people like Hunter Harris that randomly can remember all kinds of things you never would have thought they'd remember.
So how many members altogether participate in Scholastic Bowl? And you say it's five members per match. So kind of give us a thumbnail sketch of how many kids are within the Mercer County Scholastic Bowl program. And then how do you determine who makes the starting lineup? Is there a way you do that?
Well, there are, I think it's approximately 10 varsity members, and I don't even know exactly how many JV members there are. There's more than that, though. The junior high program is pretty strong as well. Obviously, Coach Cresco determines who is going to go in for what. Hunter and I are the co-captains generally, and so one of us is always going to captain and lead, and we'll be surrounded by four players that complement us pretty well and who have shown up to practices and have been willing to come and do extra to show that they want to be there. If you, as Cresco puts it, if you want to put the effort in to show up early in the morning or stay after school to work on something, then you will be able to play, and he guarantees that.
All right, and again, you have the conference meet coming up on Saturday at Blackhawk East, and then did you say March the 6th is the regional, the Scholastic Bowl IHSA regional, and that's hosted by Mercer County. So we wish the best of luck to Taylor Neuswander and the Mercer County Scholastic Bowl team. They're having a good season. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Jim.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.